Hey guys, it's your host Varsha and Mega, and welcome back for another episode of Real Time with Mega Varsha.
Hey guys, I hope you're all staying safe and positive. Today, we have another two special guests featuring our episode.
I'm so excited that they're all here with us. This will be our last week recording with our friends, and if you want to feature in future episodes, all you gotta do is email us at megaversion2020@gmail.com or comment on our Instagram post. We will be delighted to have you. Thanks Sanvi and Harshini for being a part of this episode. Now that we all have you here, why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Sanvi and I am a rising junior at American High School. I love to dance and read books. And thank you so much for including me on this week's episode.
Hi guys, I'm Rashini and I will be a junior tomorrow, so in one day. I attend American High School and I love to watch Disney Plus shows and listen to music, and I'm excited to be a part of the podcast today.
Since Sani, Hoshiri, and I all start school next Wednesday, are you guys happy with your schedules, and how do you feel about the unique school year?
Well, you know, a new year always comes with its challenges, and this year it's especially different with, like, everything that's been going on. As for my schedule, I'm pretty happy with it, and I feel like it's pretty balanced in terms of teachers and difficulty levels. And I'm excited to see what the new year and how online school will affect how teachers teach and students learn.
Same. I got all the classes I was hoping for, and I have some classes with my friends, though I don't know how much that matters now, honestly. You know, I'm just a little nervous because junior year is going to be quite hectic, but I'm also excited to have a fresh start, and some way or another this year is definitely going to be very unique.
Yeah, I agree too. I got, you know, good classes this year because last 2 years of high school was like super hard for me, and I got hard teachers. It was really bad, but then, you know, I'm kind of happy that I got good teachers and fate and luck, I guess, because some of my friends I think got like hard English teacher, and they were all saying like, oh, you know, Varsha, you're so lucky. Now we are all unlucky. So it's like, yeah, I know. I meant like, I feel like, you know, just have to work hard. And obviously junior is like the hardest year, right? So you just have to hope for the best. So Mega, your school just started 2 weeks ago. So how is your school year so far?
Yeah, so I'm already stressed out. But like, it's been really fun. It's a whole new experiences. My teachers, I have really good teachers, and which I'm really lucky about, and I have super good classes. It's only been a week and a half, and like last week was just like get to know you stuff, so it was like all get to know you stuff. So like next week it's probably gonna be like the actual work getting in. I have friends in all my classes, and I have a couple close friends in my classes, so good so far.
That's good to hear. So apart from school, we had two birthdays this past week. Mega's was on Sunday and Sanmi's was like super recent on Wednesday. So how was your birthday, Sanmi, and how does it feel turning 16?
Yeah, my birthday was actually really, really nice. My parents like put up so many decorations and like photos and things when I was sleeping. So when I woke up, it was like a really nice surprise. My mom made like all my favorite food and stuff. Ideally, you know, I would have been able to physically be with my friends and go out and stuff, but you know, we still had a group call and it was really nice. As for how I feel about turning 16, I guess I just kind of feel the same as when I was 15, but yeah.
Happy late birthday.
Thanks. Happy late birthday to you too.
Oh yeah, thank you.
All right, so I guess like my next year is like my 18th birthday, so that's like big. And also I was reading the AP bio syllabus and it was like the bio test is like on my birthday next year, so I was like, oh my god, you know, I was like no, I don't want to spend my birthday taking the AP test.
Oh no.
But you know, that's fine. I feel like, you know, turning 18 is like one of the biggest changes, you know, you're an adult and like be more mature, right? And also I thought, you know, all my years of schooling, like I thought like there would be someone who's older than me, but there's like no one that's older than me. Like Mega is basically, what, you're younger, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
She's younger even though she turned 17.
Or
yeah.
Like
yeah, a month or something like that. So I was like, oh, so sad because I had no friends who were older than me. But yeah, that's that.
You know, I was in the same exact state as you until I met you. Like all my friends were younger than me. I had no one older than me. Until I met you, and I was like, oh my god, I have someone actually older than me. Yay. Yeah. But yeah, next year turning 18, that's a huge thing. And it's exciting, but also nervous. So let's see what happens.
Exactly. Yeah, time really flies, especially now. It's really hard to believe that we've completed 6 months in quarantine. And it felt like just yesterday that getting ready to go out of school after I heard that school is being canceled. So yeah, it's just really hard to believe. And honestly, there were some years of my life that went super slow, and like these past 2 years I've just gone in a snap.
It's like Thanos when he snapped his fingers, everything was gone. So kind of like that, I would say. Is it just me or is it like really hot in this room? Like even when I'm recording, it's like I'm sweating kind of. It's hot at the same time. And I'm sure all of you guys are just dying just like me, which means, you know, time to go in the pool. But you know what? Because of COVID, no one gets to go. And I think, like, do you guys know the celebrities Brent Rivera, Lexi?
Oh, yeah.
So they uploaded their new YouTube video and Lexi, like, turned their whole backyard into a pool. I was so jealous. Like, they were having fun, water slide. She had, like, two waters. So I was like, oh, my God, please, they're making me so jealous. I was like, oh my God.
I like want to go to a pool. So
same. Yeah, exactly. I mean, like the excessive heat also, it's like super bad. And every single time with the fan on, it still doesn't help me. Because once I turn it off, still it's going to be hot.
Yeah, same. So last week we had a massive heat wave, which was world record. And it hit us all pretty hard. I couldn't go outside. It was so bad. Like, the minute I step outside, I'm like, I'm going to get a headache. I have to go back.
Yeah, I was, like, sweating so much. Like, I was just, like, sitting, doing nothing. And then I'd wake up with, like, sweat. We had the fan on, like, 24/7 during the heat wave.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And on top of that, the power kept going out because of the heat wave. So it was crazy. I'm glad it's slightly cooler now. You know, at least where I live, it's a little cooler now.
Yeah.
But still pretty hot.
Yeah, I was, like, last week when the heat wave happened, I was waiting so badly for it to pass. I remember, like, on the first day of the heat wave, I actually had to do some SAT practice test, and I could not concentrate because it was so hot, and it was just very difficult to focus on anything else, like, to.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if you guys heard the last episode where one of our friends, Shruti, who featured in the episode 6, I believe, and she described how 2020 was like a huge train wreck. And honestly, there's no doubt about it. Like every month we experience something huge, and each month it's like it becomes worse day by day. And due to the heat, I think on August 15th, we had some terrible thunderstorms and lightning strikes. Like on that day, I woke up at like 4 a.m. hearing it, and I couldn't even sleep all night. I was just like, you know, dumb. Like my sleep is gone, can't do anything. What about you guys?
Yeah, it definitely scared me. So my room outside, I have windows, and like on the other side is where we keep the garbage cans. So I woke up thinking someone was pulling the garbage can outside because that's what it sounded like. So it's like, you know what, I'll go back to sleep. But then I woke up again to the sound and figured, oh my God, it's a thunderstorm. And I didn't expect this. Yeah, so our California governor, Gavin Newsom, tweeted that California experienced more than 12,000 lightning strikes. I've seen many pictures and videos of the strikes, and it looks so pretty. It's so cool, but it's super scary too.
Yeah, wow. 12,000 lightning strikes is a lot. I also woke up around like 4, and I thought I heard the garbage can being rolled as well. And I was confused because it wasn't Thursday when the garbage truck comes. But I was just like, oh, whatever, I'm probably just imagining it. And I just went back to sleep. And then when I woke up, I look on my phone and like everywhere they're like, oh, thunderstorms, lightning storms. And I was like, oh my God. It was like, I was very surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like flashing too, right? Did you guys see it?
Yeah,
coming into your room. Yeah.
Exactly. I thought it was a garbage can and I thought someone was taking pictures.
Oh, wow.
And I got so scared. I was like, is there someone outside my window stealing my garbage cans?
Basically, in my apartment, since I live in an apartment, there's like a common place where people can throw the trash. And there's a really big trash can for trash that you don't recycle. And I thought that fell over. And it was so loud and it was so crazy. And especially, like, I felt really lucky to be sheltered while that happened. Because thunder and lightning, it's pretty dangerous. But if you're in direct contact with it, it's, like, way more dangerous. Because you can literally die. Or you can become the Flash, but, like, that's another story.
I wish. We all wish.
I wish. Yeah.
And honestly, the weather has just been so weird lately. And I honestly felt kind of sad when the thunder hit and everything. Because in the beginning of quarantine, the sky was literally so nice and blue, and now it's so smoky. And in my opinion, I feel like all the bad things that keep happening in 2020, like, they serve as some kind of warning.
Honestly, I definitely agree with you, Harshini. I feel like some things happen because they want to like remind us about something, like We're not sure why it's happening, obviously. But like you said, it might be a warning for all of us, which should be true. So due to the strikes, it sparked many fires. And according to the National Public Radio, more than 137,000 firefighters are battling nearly 24 fires. The large blazes remain mostly uncontained.
Yeah, so the strikes created almost 600 new fires, and President Donald Trump issued a disaster declaration. The article states that the National Guard is providing a helicopter support, while the Air National Guard and Air Force Reserve is also supporting with help. This is like a big thing. Everyone's coming to help. Mm-hmm. And these fires are super dangerous.
Yeah, I saw some videos and I was like so scared. I really feel bad for and really grateful to all those firefighters that are going into the fire and risking their life. You know, so much like wildlife and animals have also been affected, along with like countless homes and areas mm-hmm. have been burned, and like many have had to evacuate with such short notice. It's all so sad.
Yeah, this is like beyond crazy at this point. I really hope these fires subside soon. And honestly, a lot of people being outside is not exactly that ideal. Coronavirus exists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, many people like actually had to evacuate, like Harshini mentioned. So more than 100,000 people were like forced to leave, and many people were also under like the evacuation warning as well, and they were like warned to be prepared with all the essentials in case if they do get the notice.
Yeah, so right now like more than 900,000 acres burned, and that's larger than the size of Rhode Island, which is crazy.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
The LNU Lightning Complex, which covers about 314,000 acres around Napa Valley, had 4 deaths and destroyed more than 560 structures. This is the second largest fire in the state's history. The National Public Radio also stated as of Saturday that the blaze was only 15% controlled.
Yeah, in addition to that, the SU Lightning Complex, which covers the south of areas in Santa Clara counties and Alameda counties, they had about 20 different fires, which combined into 3 big major ones. And these fires, they burned over 219,000 acres, and they destroyed 10 structures, with more than 20,000 structures at risk. And this is the third largest fire in history. Oh my god, that is literally so crazy to me. I can't believe that actually happened.
Yeah, there's like so many fires. And another major fire, which is right up here actually, Northern California, in San Mateo and Santa Cruz counties, CCU Lightning Complex. About 63,000 acres burned, with only about 5% contained, and 77,000 people evacuated.
Yeah, so these are like a couple of the major ones. There's so many other across California, the Bay Area, and Tri-Valley. On Sunday, August 23rd, today, there's supposed to be another thunderstorm with big chance of lightning. And apparently it's not going to be as big as the one we experienced last week, but everyone is told to be prepared.
Yes, everyone, please stay prepared and stay safe.
Yeah, actually, some of my friends that live in Fremont, they prepared a little to evacuate. Everything's so unpredictable right now, and it is really important to be cautious of yourself. Prepare for the worst, and I know that sounds negative, but that's what we need to do at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also I don't know if you guys saw the recent Instagram post Governor Gavin Newsom made, but he basically like he put like a fire, the, you know, the picture of the wildfires, and his caption was, "If you don't believe in climate change, then come to California." Okay.
Yes.
Exactly. Simple as that. Yeah. So please stay home, because you don't want to get struck by lightning during this time. And the best you can do is to stay indoors, like play a game, watch a movie, read a book. Those are there's so many things you guys can do at home. And especially it's really hot outside as well, and you don't want to get tanned. And by the time you reach home, like for some people, their face intends to get like red. I don't know if you guys have you guys seen it's like super red once they go out in the hot blazing sun. So this is honestly heat that will like exhaust you. It's not the heat, you know, you experience in India. You know, it's all normal. We can survive the heat in India, but it's not like the heat in California, because we cannot compare both of them, because the heat in California is really intense.
Yeah, so we've all been facing terrible smoke, and we're all scared about what's going to happen next. my family like has been keeping a close eye on the fire tracker. I have friends who have received the evacuation warnings, so that's also scared. So like everyone's just like in a panic mode right now. But like we all have to keep calm. That's the best thing we can do.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And like honestly, I can't even imagine. Like that sounds so scary. But yeah, this is just like yet another incentive to stay home, everybody. You don't want to be inhaling the smoke. Plus, can I just say, like, COVID is still going on. It's not a myth for those people who think it's not real, a government conspiracy or something. Like, mm-hmm. No. And it's not over. It's still here. So just stay home. And if you
wear
have
your
to
mask.
Go out, exactly, wear your mask. And everyone, please just take care.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I think that needed to be said, honestly. And the air quality hasn't been very good these past few days. And like, I remember like in my 8th grade and like 9th grade, there was fires too that happened. And honestly, this type of weather is reminding me of the weather that happened before, and it's not good, but hopefully better days are to come.
Yeah, I agree. I also like miss a lot of things, and I'm sure other people are too. Like we had so many festivals, and like I mean we still do celebrate at home, but like I'm not saying like we don't celebrate it, but like, you know, huge gatherings like for Diwali, or because last year it was like all Diwali, all the celebrations people had done there, you know, they all had a huge gathering, right? Yeah, so it's like super fun, and we, you know, we can't have that now. And you know, I think a lot of people are celebrating Chaturthi, right? Which is, and also Onam also is coming around next Monday for me and Mega as well. And many people celebrated and prayed for wellness for our world. So do any of you guys like celebrate Vinayaka Chaturthi?
So like for my family, we usually celebrate like Ganpati, like Ganesh Chaturthi, and then so we usually have like a clay sculpture of Ganpati, and then we do puja, and then we like decorate and everything. Some people keep them for just one day, some people do like 3 days, some people do the whole like 7 to 10 days. It depends on the family, but basically we just have it all decorated, and then we make like his favorite food, which are these sweets that we call like kadabs. So it's like it's really nice because we get to eat all of that, and then usually pre-corona we used to like invite all our friends and family, and like we used to go to each other's houses and see each other's decorations, and it used to be really nice, but that's all gone now. You know, after that like certain period, we like put the clay sculpture into a bucket of water, symbolizing like Ganesha's return to like his home after he was a guest in our house. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we celebrated Ganesh Chaturthi recently too. We actually celebrated it yesterday, and yeah, it was very fun. And like Sanvi said, my mom and I, we used to go to other people's houses to look at their decorations too, and unfortunately we missed out on that this year, but at least we got to celebrate it at.
Yeah, wow, how divine and auspicious. Honestly, it sounds fun as well. Like Sami was saying, her family makes treats as well, treats, right? So like I myself love food, and I honestly eat so much, like you wouldn't imagine. And like Onam is coming on Monday, which it means like Pukulam, and it's kind of like a flower arrangement we like make in front of our house, kind of like, you know how in Diwali, or I don't know, other festivals, I think Sanvi you might know, like, you know how you draw something with the chalk on the rangoli, yeah, there you go,
but with flowers,
so kind of like, yeah, but with flowers, similar to that, but with flowers. So on this day we make like a huge vegetarian feast, and obviously Pukulam, and usually if I were in India I would get like, you know, a new dress or something. Like since I'm not, honestly, we just celebrating with our family. And Onam is like celebrated around Kerala, and is celebrated to welcome King Mahabali, who was like the king during ancient times. And his festival actually lasts 10 days. Like some, again, Sanvi, as you mentioned, you know how you said it depends on the family, right? You don't have to celebrate 10 days, but yeah. Like if you were in India, I feel like I would have celebrated all 10 days, because my grandma's actually celebrating. She's like changing the flower petal like each day. Yeah, so each day there's like a special significance. So the 10 days, they all have special names. So if you want to know what we do each day, then you can head over onto the link, which is in the description. But I'll just say the names of all the 10 days. So this is going to take a while.
So day one, confusing.
Yeah, it's a bit confusing. Like each day, I was reading it because I myself don't know it as well. Because we only celebrate the last day, which is on Monday. So we're celebrating it on the weekend because, you know, we have school on Monday, and like I'm not in the mood to celebrate it. Just suffer, okay? But yeah, so I'll just name them. So day one is Uttam, day two is Chitra, day three is Chodi, day four is Vishagam, day five is Aniram, day six is Triketa, day seven is Moolam, day eight is Puradam, day nine is Uttaradam, and day 10 is Thiruvonam, which is basically like the main day. We celebrate, like I said, Monday. Celebrations basically commence from the first day on the first day, which is known as Uttam, like I mentioned. And it's regarded holy and auspicious by the people of Kerala, and people also like take a bath and go to the temple to pray and stuff. So I'm really glad that I got to celebrate my family with the feast, and you know, I do miss India, and I'm pretty sure all of you guys are too. But let's hope for the best. So Megha, any plans for Onam?
Yeah, so usually for Onam, I usually celebrate with my close friends, family friends, mm-hmm. and this year we can't. It's not gonna be a big party. My mom just plans to, you know, make the usual food, and we just plan to have a nice family celebration.
Yeah, same here. I mean, we're just gonna invite, you know, my uncle and aunt, but yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to thank all firefighters and first responders. We're so grateful to have you, and we appreciate you guys for risking your lives in order to keep us safe. I know we'll get this through, and we just have to have hope.
Yeah, I heard, like, I don't know if you guys heard, but this firefighter actually died.
Yes, I heard that.
Because the fire was so intense, and it's honestly super sad, because I can't even imagine that. Like, maybe let's say I'm a firefighter, or you guys are firefighters. Like, if you are, you're a firefighter, right? And you're like, you know. But thank you to all the firefighters and all the doctors as well, saving many lives. And also for firefighters for keeping the fires out of the way as quickly as possible. And to the other responders as well for keeping our citizens of America safe.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very, very much to all the frontline workers, you know, from the firefighters to even like the doctors that are going to the hospitals every day and treating the corona patients and risking themselves. All those volunteers that have food banks and stuff, just like everybody that's out there every single day so that we can live comfortably. Like, thank you for sacrificing so much, and just know that your work is appreciated.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's very kind and selfless of them to do so, and honestly they have a choice of, like, they don't need to do it, but the fact that they're doing it so that a lot of us can live happily and healthily is, it's really appreciated.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks so much, Sanvi and Harshini, for talking to us. We're like super happy that you both came to record from your busy schedules, and I hope you enjoyed talking with us, and honestly now our listeners know more about what's happening as well.
Thank you so much for having me on the podcast. This was actually really fun and a super cool experience.
Yeah, thank you for giving me an opportunity to be part of this podcast. I enjoyed winding down and talking a bit with you guys, especially with everything that's been happening now. It's kind of cool to just chill and talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so thank you so much for coming on. This was fun, and it was great meeting you guys and talking about these situations. I had a good time. So why don't we take a break now?
Sure. When we come back, we will do our motivational moment with Megha and Varsha. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back. And we are back.
Welcome to Motivational Moments with Varsha and Megha.
MMWVAM, folks.
Yep. Today we have picked two quotes, and each quote has a special meaning. So, Varsha, why don't you read the first quote for us?
Sure. Our first quote is by Maya Angelou, where she said, "I've learned that people will forget what he said. People will forget what he did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." This is one of my favorite quotes, and I've experienced this in my high school years personally as well. And I think the moral is, no matter how much you hurt them, people will forget what he did, but I feel like other people will forget what you said, because words do hurt and words do mean a lot. The only thing you want to do is like move on and end that chapter, because in the case of friendships, you just have to let that person go. For me, I had this friend which I made for like 7 years, and this year, like, it just ended. Like, honestly, like, I don't know what, I'm not gonna name any names, but you know, listening to this, you know who you are. And honestly, this all came to a halt. Like, and my just friendship just ended there. And I was super mad. It's honestly her fault too. It's not my fault.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's both of our faults too. But you might ask what she did. And there's so many actions, you know, karma, what you would call it. But in my opinion, I won't forget how she made me feel. So what do you think, Megha?
Yeah, so I agree with you. And I think this quote is so true in so many different ways. And I think the way people make you feel is something so important that you won't forget about. Like, if you meet someone for the first time and you forget your name, or you had a conversation with a person and you don't even remember the conversation, or like what you did. Even if you don't remember any of that, you will always remember how you felt in that moment.
Yeah,
you will always remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you will always remember how that person made you feel. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't know their name. Like, oh, that person made me happy, but like, I don't know their name, but I just know like this person truly made me
truly
happy.
Remember. Yes.
So the second quote is, "You were born with an ability to change someone's life. Don't ever waste it," by Anonymous. I chose this quote because this wasn't a great example of who firefighters are, especially this time. Before the break, we talked about how each one of them risked their lives to help us, and this really shows how powerful one person's life truly is. This doesn't just apply to firefighters, it applies to doctors, volunteers, everyone else who's using their lives to help others, to help change someone else's life.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Mega. I love this quote, and this quote, in my opinion, has many different meanings. Like you said, you know, the firefighters, you really depict this theme. And when I first read this quote, what made me realize is the fact that I always thought that, you know, like, you know, when you do something, you think you're not doing enough, like you're studying.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I only study for 2 hours. Should I study mm-hmm. for more? You like overthink too much. And yeah. That's like a problem with me as well. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're all born for different purposes and for different reasons. We don't know why we're, like, you know, why we're here. Because a lot of people question that when they go into adulthood, right? People do mm-hmm. like, think about those things. I thought about those. I'm like, why am I here? Like, you know, what is the reason for this? Sometimes I just go deep into thought. But, you know, in the end, I don't find an answer. Mm-hmm. Maybe I will. Maybe we all will someday, right?
Yeah.
I feel that, like, I honestly, you know, my friends, right? I always give them advice. Like, they always have personal matters. And they talked to me, they needed help. So I always give them advice. And some of my friends are like, oh, wow, Varsha, you gave me really good advice. So sometimes mm-hmm. I feel like maybe, you know, like giving advice to people and, you know, helps them in their life, which is a good thing. And yeah. I also, you know, some people that come into your life, you know, you're like destined to meet them. Like you're just yeah. like, oh, you know, I can't believe we became such close friends, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. is kind of like destiny. I mean, do you believe in destiny, Mega? I believe in destiny, of course.
I haven't really thought about it, but maybe, yeah, I do.
You do, yeah. 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 I mean, people can really change your life, like people who come into yes. life, and they can really change you for a matter of reasons. And mm-hmm. some people, you know, suffer from mental illnesses, like they need a lot of help and they're not feeling mentally okay. And it's because, you know, the trigger point is that they, you know, they're not having love, they're not happy where they are. Their parents, you know, an example I would give is that their parents might be splitting up, or, you know, mm-hmm. they're not doing well in school. And that's kind of like the trigger point where they start to be depressed, and then it becomes more worse. Anxiety and so many other illnesses comes. Yeah, exactly. And for me, like the podcast, like I chose you to do it with. You're just like, oh, let's do the podcast. So I was like, wow, like I chose the right person to do it, you know? Like you're busy. I get it. Before we were like not mm-hmm. busy. But now you started school and you're like, oh my God, how do I manage this and stuff, right?
Also, like when we started the podcast, we weren't as close. I think because
yeah, exactly. NSS, yeah.
I think we met, I don't know, last year or something. But like we haven't been talking like every single
day or like every single
yeah, we would always talk every other month or like some when
we
some
actually
occasion.
Talk a lot, like this week, last week. Yeah. I mean, now yeah, since school starts, then
yeah,
won't
before we only talk like in special occasions or whenever we met up. And like during quarantine, we started like talking to each other a lot more. And then we decided like, let's make a podcast then, because like we both had similar stuff. We both were, you know, as you said, like in the description, it says that we were bored in quarantine.
In 14.
So that's how we started the podcast. And because of this, we got so much more closer. And like as the quote says, like we kind of changed each other's lives making this podcast.
Exactly.
I think one thing for me is like I'm like an introvert, and I'm always scared to, you know, I'm the type of person who's scared to go on, meet new people, but like also like go on stage and present and something mm-hmm. like that. So like making this podcast, I was like a bit nervous to like speak out. This really changed me. So I'm happy that we started this.
Yeah, same. I honestly think that, you know, the podcast has changed me in like a lot of numerous ways. One thing that changes like my actions, you know, bad habits, you know.
Yeah.
Changes all of those. And I mm-hmm. think it's like a good way for me to have confidence to speak. And like I'm in speech and debate club, you know, I'm still improving on speaking. I'm still not the best expert. Doesn't mean you're in a club, doesn't mean that you're doing, oh my God, she's in speech and debate club, she must be so good at speaking. But no, I'm not good at speaking as well. So it's like, I feel like it's a good stress reliever for both of us.
For sure.
And also, go on.
I was going to say that I think the last episode, I had so many things going on. Like, I couldn't write the script. And like, Varsha did most of the work because I had so many school things going on. But then after, when we were recording, it was so stress relieving. Like, I had a good time. It was so nice to like be podcasting.
It's good. Yeah, so,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, doing this is honestly makes me, it's so much fun. And like you were asking me, like, do you like editing? Like, I can do like some of the work. And I was like, you know what? No, I like editing. Editing's also like a stress relieving thing too, because I truly like it. So I was like, and even like doing this makes me less on my phone. Like makes me less on watching TV and stuff. Like, I'm more into doing this, which is a good thing.
Yeah, which is good too. Yeah, exactly. And also, if you guys want to know how, you know, what's the significance behind our name, Real Time with Megha Varsham, we choose an Indian name. Why didn't we choose an American name? Like, you know, Real
Time. Why didn't we do Real Time with Megha and Varsha?
But except we converted that whole thing to Real Time with Megha Varsham. Okay. So as you can see, Real Time, really unique name. You know, with obviously Sensible, we all know. But what is so Indian? People might be criticizing us. Oh, that's such an Indian name. Not gonna follow you on Instagram because you guys are being too Indian. But you know what? I like that we are Indians and we can represent our culture the way we want to. And honestly, Megha, I just wanted, my mom actually came up with the name actually. I didn't even do this type of name. Because first it's gonna be, you know, I was talking to my mom and I was like, come on, you know, should we do Real Time with Varshu and Megs, okay? That's how it was gonna be.
Yeah, that was the original one with Varshu. We're thinking, so we wanted like our nickname. So we're like, okay, what's your nickname, Varsha? And then you say like Varshu. And then for me, I didn't have a nickname. My mom, so my only nickname was Megs, which my mom calls me sometimes. So it's like Megs. And then she's like, okay, let's do Real Time with Varshu and Megs.
But it sounded super off. And in Malayalam, in our language in which we speak, Megha means
cloud.
What is it? Cloud. And Varsha means rain. So she's
so
like,
it's
okay,
like
Megha
perfectly
Varsha.
Matches.
Matches, yeah. So it means that, you know, Megha. With clouds, you know, rainbow kind of rain. We kind of like, I visualized it in my head, so my mom was like, do that. So I was like, okay, that's so good. And I asked Megan, like, you know, and then in my head I was like, you know what, I don't feel like Megan, I won't like this name too.
Anything. Yeah, so like, you know, when you first told me the name Megha Varsham, I was like, that's Indian. Like, I was like, oh, that's like pretty Indian. But then I'm like, you know what, it sounds good. It's better than Varshu and Megs.
It flows better.
And I was like, you know what, that's a good name. I liked it.
We might like change the name after, like, you know, after we get more, you know, views, we get more response.
Yeah, if we come up with a better name, like,
yeah, we'll change it. We'll
deeper
definitely
meaning or something, we will change it. But for now, definitely, this is the story.
So this episode is the last episode of season one, and we were both super happy, you know, how it turned out. It was really well done. We, you know, we met so many new people.
Yeah.
Like, we talked to, I'll just give a quick recap of all the episodes, you know. So one of the highlights, I really liked the one where we talked to Devika about college admissions and high school in general. And I also like the talk with Shruti and Gayatri as well. What about you, Megha? Which one do you like?
So honestly, I think like, each episode gets better and better because we learn from our mistakes, and the last two episodes with Shruti and Gayatri and Devika were the best. I mean, like, compare that episode to our intro, like
no, guys, don't listen to our intro, please don't.
Our intro has the most plays too.
Yeah, it is the most, like, mistakes.
Super happy and thankful about how this turned out. Like, when I started it, I didn't think this was gonna be a big thing. I just thought, like, we're just gonna make episodes and we'll have a couple listeners.
Do it in the flow.
Same. We'll just have a couple, one or two listeners, maybe just our parents.
Not too big.
But like, probably, we actually have so many people and we're so happy about that. That's what wants me to keep on going.
I know, same. My parents, my mom really liked it, the idea. My mom also liked it too.
Yeah.
and they were like talking to each other, and then we, I mean, our families, like, we know each other a bit,
not too well.
Maybe in the future, I feel like in the future, you know,
like after COVID, we can actually try to meet and then
like meet each other. Yeah, exactly.
And actually record an episode together.
I know.
And be in the same room.
Exactly. So we're actually gonna try incorporating that. So if we ever meet, we're gonna do an episode where we will be basically in the same room, and we'll get a new mic set up. So I think a few of my friends were talking about, Varsha, why didn't you get a new mic? And I was like, you know, right now it's COVID. Not really sure about that. We're still thinking about it.
Yeah.
And we're actually considering to get a new mic maybe next year or end of this year, depending on how time goes. And when we come back, we will start with season two actually next week, the coming weekend, where we're going to be basically having a lot of professional guests. And until September, we're going to have so many guests. We're fully booked. So honestly, yesterday my mom was just like, my dad was just like, so how many episodes, you know, how is your podcast? And I was like, no, we are completely booked with guests every week. My mom was telling my dad, she was just like, oh yeah, you know, you need to have an appointment. And I was like, yep, have an appointment. We're cool kids now.
Exactly. Yeah. My dad has been like helping me. So if you guys don't know, we have a website, and like, it's, also in
amazing.
The process
it's amazing.
Of editing, since this podcast is like becoming legit, like my dad's like helping me like redo the website, and then like he's like, you know what, I'll help you make this more like into a professional. I'm like, this is so exciting.
I know, exactly. And also shout out to my sister for creating the website, because she actually, the first thing, honestly, she made it out of scratch, so that was really well done.
Yeah, shout out to Aditi, because like right now I'm like at the site and I have no idea how she did it. I'm like, how did she do this? Because I can't
do everything,
bro. I looked at videos, and like, those videos are not helping. So like, how did she put this here? How did she put that there? Big shout out to her for starting that out.
Yeah, so I honestly didn't think it would get too serious, because I was just like, you know, the guests, I don't think they're gonna say yes, because we're not famous enough, and you guys know that as well. This podcast does take, it does take, it's kind of like starting a YouTube channel. You know, you start with 60-50 subscribers, then it increases, you know, after, you know, years go by. So same thing like the podcast too. It's not a big like 1 month, guys, start a podcast, you're in a million subscribers. No, it takes huge effort and commitment as well to, you know, get a lot of reach.
Yeah.
So, as usual, along with Megan and I, we thank all the listeners around the world for supporting and loving us. Thanks for tuning in with us for episode 7. And also, our Insta handle will change to MB Talk. We'll put it in the description as well.
Yeah.
So, feedback are welcome. We also have a YouTube channel, so make sure to subscribe, as you guys can listen to us on YouTube as well.
Yeah, so this week's active listener shout-out goes to at Mernea Sussy. Thank you so much for listening to all our episodes and giving us feedback. It really helped us.
Thanks so much, Mia.
Yeah. You guys can also record a message as well on Anchor, so we can hear and reply back to you. Have a fantastic day, everyone, and remember to stay safe and positive.
By the way, guys, huge reminder, the food banks are low on supplies and they're in need of money. To help them, all you have to do is make a small donation to us, and that donation will count for the food banks. Check out our website, as Meg mentioned, and you can also donate through the website. So there's a button, a section where it says donate on the right corner. And once you click that, you'll be automatically directed to the PayPal website. Small donation will help us. And we're just deciding to donate to the problems that are happening right now.
Yeah, so please, guys, do donate. Every cent counts. The links will be in the description, including the links about the article on the wildfire and the link about Onam that we mentioned before. Along with Marsha and me, adios, amigos.
Adios, and I'll see you guys next time.
Season 2.
Hey.